Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for the best hour on Block Talk Radio. As we discuss A Course in Miracles workbook lessons, I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
We're going to be discussing lesson 103 this morning. And before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence and a unity of consciousness. Let's take a good deep breath.
God being love is also happiness. Happiness is an attribute of love. It cannot be apart from it, nor can it be experienced where love is not. Love has no limits, being everywhere, and therefore joy is everywhere as well. Yet can the mind deny that this is so, believing there are gaps in love where sin can enter, bringing pain instead of joy?
This strange belief would limit happiness by redefining love as limited and introducing opposition in what has no limit and no opposite. Fear is associated then with love, and its results become the heritage of minds that think what they have made is real. These images, with no reality and truth, bear witness to the fear of God. Forgetting being love, he must be joy.
This basic error we will try again to bring to truth today and teach ourselves. God being love is also happiness. To fear God is to be afraid of joy.
Begin your periods of practicing today with this association, which corrects the false belief that God is fear. It also emphasizes happiness belongs to you because of what he is.
Allow this one correction to be placed within your mind each waking hour today. Then welcome all the happiness it brings. As truth replaces fear and joy becomes what you expect to take the place of pain, God being love, it will be given you. Bolster this expectation frequently throughout the day and quiet all your fears with this assurance, kind and wholly true. God being love is also happiness, and it is happiness I seek today. I cannot fail because I seek the truth.
God being love is also happiness, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and we'll consider a short conversation about this lesson. Let's take a good deep breath. As a young man, well, really as a boy, the church and my father introduced me to the idea, you know, of being God-fearing. And I believe he was his whole life, my father. No judgment about that, except that I just wished for him because I had discovered A Course in Miracles in those last few years of his life. And every time we would meet, he was becoming closer and closer to his time of transition and more concerned about it and more fearful, you know. Instead of embracing the idea that this is going to be a great experience, I'm going to be able to, you know, be joined by family and love, and this is what God is. He was, I think, very, very concerned about the idea of a judgment day after death, you know. And so he would tell me that he was worried about my soul, but I wasn't worried about his soul. I was just wishing for his peace of mind. Especially as we get older, you know, it's easier to become more fearful anyway, I think, because we have so many fears about the body, and the body begins to, for some of us anyway, dictate how we feel. Mm-hmm. And it determines, you know, a good day or a bad day, or determines whether or not we're happy or not happy. And so I just think it's important. This is one of the, I think, most important takeaways from A Course in Miracles, is that there's nothing to fear in God. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous to be afraid of love. And I love how often he brings that to the surface for us through the Course in Miracles, through the textbook as well as through the workbook lessons, and trying to dispel this often taught premise that, you know, we should be God-fearing. And it's not true. We shouldn't be afraid of love. There's no pain, suffering, or recrimination, retribution, persecution, or price to pay, no penance to pay, to receive all that is in God, and all that is in God is love. But it's love that, you know, passeth understanding, as they say. We can't even comprehend it. It's so beyond what the ego mind can fathom. So it makes up its own constructs of not just love, but also what God is, making God up in our image. And you can see, because we attempt to do so much harm to each other, that as even to those that we love, we find ourselves in loving situations and find ourselves being experiencing a sense of betrayal, or, you know, denial or separation or loss, where that idea, the construct of the ego's mind, construct of love, can be seen to be painful and fearful, something that we should fear. So, and then we connect that with God. And so, okay, God also, relationships can be punishing, you know, and we can find ourselves in relationships where we're feeling used and abused. And, that's the way the ego operates. It's usury. And when it's done to an extreme, it's called abuse. But that's the platform. That's the operating system that it works through. And that's why it's so important to begin to understand that it's not our true self. And the work that the Course in Miracles brings us to is to recognize that about the ego. And while the ego, you know, body, mind, self is needed to be seen for what it is, and can be seen as people have said, as dark ink in A Course in Miracles, it's still a blessing to get to know that, number one, we can recognize it when it's acting out in its wily ways, subtly and not so subtly sometimes, and also to know that that's not who we really are. That's not our true inheritance. That's not what God is. That's not what God has created us to be. And in yesterday's lesson, you know, our function is to be happy, and love is happiness itself. And God being love is also happiness. Today is our lesson. No fear of God. To fear God is to be afraid of joy. And we shouldn't be afraid of joy. So that's applying reason and logic to our understanding of God. And so I think this is a very important lesson for us to consider today, and maybe read it a couple times today if we get a chance to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the idea that we find what we're looking for. You know, so having the expectation and the seeking of love, you find love. When you have the expectation and you seek happiness, you know, you tend to find happiness. You tend to get what you're looking for. If we are afraid that love and happiness can be taken from us in some way, you know, then we tend to experience that. And that is a fear, a fearfulness, a fearful thought. I remember in our former home up in Michigan, having this moment of just bliss and happiness and joy. And you and I were sitting out on the porch and I said, "Do you want a smoothie?" And you said, "Yeah." And so I went into our kitchen to make a smoothie and I just felt so happy and so much love. And then I wanted to, you know, I knew that was something that you enjoyed having and you were still out on the porch and I could see you. And I remember going through the motions and my happiness and joy of making you a smoothie. And then suddenly, just like a wave crashing, oh, what if this moment doesn't last or this joy doesn't last? And this fear of it, you know, coming crashing down. And so God is all there is, and God is eternal, and God is synonymous with love, which means that love is all there is. And the beginning of this textbook begins with that, that, you know, the whole purpose is to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love, which is all there is and is the only reality. Everything unlike it is fear, but everything unlike it doesn't really exist, so it's an illusion. Love, you know, being God, is eternal and timeless, and it is also happiness. And so this really is a curriculum where our function is a seamless, eternal experience of happiness and joy, even while we are mired in this dream of separation. This is called the happy dream. And so this is what we are practicing today. And to have some, like the pickup sticks from yesterday, the idea that one of those sticks might be that we could somehow do something to oppose God that would bring forth his wrath as has been conditioned in our religions. Mm-hmm. And so we might pick up that pickup stick and offer that to the altar, to Spirit, Holy and Divine, and begin to uproot the pickup sticks, the thought system that might suggest that we could be afraid of God or that there is any truth to that, because that does block, that is an obstacle to the awareness of the presence of joy, of love, of peace, of happiness. And so when we make this our intention, it says we cannot fail. When our intention is to seek the truth that God is love, is also happiness, and that it's that we seek today, it's the truth that we seek today, we cannot fail. We will receive that which we are looking for and that which we are expecting. And this lesson helps us to cultivate this as our new belief system or our aboriginal belief system, returning to the beginning where we knew this to be true as Christ. And so we return to our divine nature today.
Beautiful. God being love is also happiness. Happiness is an attribute of love. It cannot be apart from it, nor can it be experienced where love is not. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. You are dearly loved. God bless you for being here. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love. send my love over the sea. I send